Oh, well, I was thinking in the type of work animal, but cow, milk cow, goat, sheep, hog.
What did you call, talking about cattle, what did you call the male animal?
Bull.
Can you remember a time when, if you were in mixed company, if there were women present, it wasn't polite to say that word?
Yes, yes sir.
Why?
Oh, some of them darn women was with it, set up a wreck, and I don't know what else.
Now, that ain't now, like, you couldn't say bull around here, you'd have to say a beast or something like that.
Is that what they said?
Said a beast, a lot of them did say beast. I forgot that, but they called male.
Hmm. That's funny.
And ain't Marilyn would say, she wouldn't call them dick, she'd call them jump.
She was kind of peculiar.
Oh, I'm telling you. She was a prim old lady.
Ah, my goodness. Well, what about a male horse? What would he be called?
Stud or stallion?
Now, what about those terms? Was that like bull, or did you have to say something else, or was that okay?
Well, you would say papa horse. No, that's a late word we use, just sort of joking like, but he would be called a stallion instead of a stud horse. Or sometime it would be a stud horse. It wasn't too hard to. That one didn't look as bad as a bull would.
Was a stud horse like used mainly for breeding or?
Yeah.
What about this expression? Say if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say that that cow's going to
come to the pen. The milk cow, you see.
Yeah.
And it's going to come in the pen. Mm-hmm. That's what you call it. Come in the pen. You wouldn't never say she's going to have a calf. Mm-hmm. Now you say that, but you didn't then.
You ever hear people say she's going to freshen or come fresh?
Yeah, very bad too.
Which one?
Just a few people, old people, would say that.
Would they say
bring what? A calf or bring something a calf. Like that? You know. One old fellow lived right up here, he said, I guarantee she's going to fetch a calf. She's going to fetch it. You know, instead of bringing something, you fetch it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's what he'd say about the calf.
Right.
Fetch it.
Would they say freshen or come fresh?
They hardly ever use that word.
Is that right?
They hardly ever use it. And I never heard it used very little.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime, even till now.
I see. Yeah.
They just say they're going to have a calf now. But
right.
They say they're going to come to the pen or going to find the calf. That's the way they say it. Mm-hmm. Or going to bring a calf. Or she found the calf. She brought a calf or something like that.
We're talking about hogs. What would you call a male animal?
A bull hog. But you didn't say that either, just like the bull. Mm-hmm. You didn't say bull. You just say a male hog.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what they didn't call that then. Now they say bull hog.
Mm-hmm. If you had a male hog and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would people say they did to it?
Castrated. A lot of times they say work on it. That's the old saying, work on it. They didn't use castrate much. Work on it.
You ever hear people say mark him?
Mark him, they'd say that too. But then the time we didn't have too much of that because we'd mark him in the air, and that was referred to as marking him too much, you know.
To identify who's
yeah.